This is JIS News coming up. Petrojam to test petrol at all service stations. New approach to sourcing equipment at University Hospital of the West Indies. And $2.21 million in relief assistance for Portland flood victims. The news in detail after the break.
No longer do you have to wait 24 hours if you suspect your child is missing. The minute you realize your child cannot be accounted for is the minute to make a report to the police at 119 or the OCR at 1-888-PROTECT. Be sure to have a recent photograph of good quality to assist with identifying the child. And remember, you have a duty to inform us if the child returns home. If you fail to do so, your child may not be able to access crucial services or travel overseas.
Now the news. Energy Minister Philip Paulwell has instructed Petrojam to conduct sample testing of petrol sold at all service stations across the island starting today. The report of the findings is to be submitted to the ministry within 24 hours. Petrojam is to carry out the tests in collaboration with the Bureau of Standards Jamaica, BSJ.
We are going to immediately undertake a massive program of testing at all the retail outlets across Jamaica to ensure that the products that are currently being sold can in fact stand up to the requisite specifications.
Minister Paulwell says the directive follows an emergency meeting with marketing companies, service station operators, the BSJ and the Consumer Affairs Commission. The meeting sought to address concerns from motorists that substandard petrol being sold at some petrol stations has resulted in engine damage. In the meantime, Junior Energy Minister Julian Robinson has been tasked to lead a team of regulators and industry stakeholders to continue further investigations and make recommendations to effectively monitor and regulate the sector. That report will be submitted to the Energy Minister within a week. The University Hospital of the West Indies, UHWI, is to pursue a more streamlined approach to sourcing well-needed machinery and equipment. Chairman of the board of the UHWI, James Moss Solomon, says as part of plans to strengthen patient care, the hospital will seek to become more uniform in the types of machinery and equipment sourced for use within its departments. Mr. Moss Solomon adds that the hospital will become more stringent in accepting equipment donations from international partners and charitable groups.
We must choose compatible equipment that can be maintained by the relevant technicians. Uncoordinated specifications lead to maintenance and spare parts inventory inefficiency, resulting in unnecessary breakdowns and long periods of unavailability of diagnostics and treatments.
Mr. Moss Solomon, who was speaking at a press conference Tuesday, said heightened dialogue will be maintained between the National Contracts Commission and the Contractor General's Office to ensure that the procurement of new machinery is more efficient. The Ministry of Labour and Social Security has provided approximately $2.21 million in relief assistance for 132 of the 150 families in Portland who were affected by flood rains in early December. Portfolio Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says checks have been prepared for 126 of the families, which have been assessed for damage and losses, and the Portland Parish Office will begin distributions this week.
I am very pleased that the government of Jamaica, through my ministry, will be distributing checks to the tune of $2,210,000, and that will be taking care of those persons.
Dr. Ferguson was speaking with journalists after visiting with victims in several of the 14 affected communities recently. The areas include Breastworks, Boundbrook, Little Annotta Road, Free School, Halls Avenue, West Palm Avenue, and Barfold. Dr. Ferguson says the ministry is completing administrative procedures to prepare checks for six families that have already been evaluated. The remaining 18 families are still being assessed. And more than 200 residents of Rio Bueno in Trelawney will have water flowing through their pipes in time for Christmas. The Rural Water Supply Limited, RWSL, has undertaken work to connect residents to the Rio Bueno water supply system. This was announced by Managing Director Albert Thompson, who said this is the first time that consistent piped water will be available to residents of the rural community.
These 200 residents will have water by Christmas in their pipes on the Rio Bueno water supply system.
Mr. Thompson adds that the National Water Commission is conducting registrations in the area and the water will be turned on as soon as the process is complete. Meanwhile, the Rural Water Supply Limited recently commissioned the Maho Ridge to Horse Guard water supply system to benefit residents of 5 farming communities in South St. James. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.